You're listening to the Dez and BA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio. Deion and the Colorado Buffaloes get another big win against Nebraska at home. Stuff those Cornhuskers. What'd you see? Or how do you feel overall?
I feel like they got potential to be a good team. Like, they're a good team, but they got potential to be an even better team.
To put it all together. So the trenches.
Trenches is pretty much
offensively and defensively.
They defense played better this week, but their offense didn't play so well.
As far as protection,
as far as getting open, all the stuff we saw week one, that didn't happen.
So yeah,
about Nebraska that. Has a better defense.
Those DBs stuck to those receivers.
To me,
right?
Because they had tape. You know, after week one. We see what you're doing. We got tape on you.
There's
no tape for that team.
Was it scheme or was it? They had a better athlete on the other side of the ball. They had some better athletes on the other side of the ball. I saw some good coverage.
They had paperwork on them. Like, that team just got put together.
Right. So they had a chance to have 1 week of film to see the tendencies.
Yeah, to see what they was doing. And you saw that. But they recovered that second half,
made the adjustment. Make some adjustments. We saw some better plays, some explosion. I think next consecutive few drives they scored every drive.
Yeah.
But the run defense, you saw enough.
I saw enough to where they can do something. They could be a threat. I don't know how far they can go or what they schedule. I ain't looked at their schedule and know what type of competition they got coming up. But they probably gonna run through this season.
You think they're gonna
because I know they didn't have them like they schedule not strong.
It's not a real strong schedule. It's not.
That's what
you
I'm
only
saying.
Got
right.
USC,
right.
Washington State. You don't have too many. You ain't gotta come south.
So I feel like they gonna run through that schedule. They might lose to USC, maybe. So therefore they gonna have a chance to have about a 10-2 record. How many games they play? Like
12.
I think they're going to be in about 10-2, maybe 9-3.
I would hope so. But
and that's way better than we expected.
I'm thinking just to get the 6 wins to be bowl eligible will be a major accomplishment.
But they're going
to
get that. You see that.
I see 6 wins. I see the bowl eligibility, which is major for a team that was 1-11.
I just don't see no average blowjo team beating it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that? Like, if you ain't a good team, you not beating them.
Because they're too talented at the skill positions.
They talented. Like, they got probably the best corner in college.
Right.
Then he goes to wide receiver, and he don't take plays off.
Right.
So, he's a top 5 wide receiver.
And this is a kid, Dreadhead. He's a monster out there.
Then you got Horn.
He's man, his footwork is
like they are man, they got weapons at offense.
Yeah.
It's just
everything else around it. They're gonna get better.
Sustaining them blocks in the trench area.
Right.
So if they can just manage to stay doing that, I see 9 wins out of them. 9-3. Something like that.
Big bowl game. That's major.
One season.
They don't like that.
I know.
They don't like that, man. And that's sad that we live in this world. They don't like that.
What's going to happen next season? Just think about that.
More recruits.
Deion is definitely a leader of men, bro.
Let's think about that.
You can't even measure that part.
Oh, no.
That's the part that you can't measure.
You can't put a dollar
in. They buying in, bro.
What do you do next season, though? Like, these guys, he's got some guys he had to put a roster together this year. But what if the recruits get actually bigger next year? Do you flip these guys out of there? Because some of them are going to have to go. Based on the hype train, based on the recruitment, where does the loyalty come into it at? But I don't think there's no loyalty at all when you come. This is a business. And even
now, it's definitely a business. It's not college from back in the day.
Even in Deion's perspective, say if you have a kid that did well for you, he's a linebacker, he's a backup tight end, he's a whatever. If you can get a better player in that position, why not take the better player and tell this kid, hey, you should go somewhere else where you can get more playing time, which is better for your business, because right. you're going to be sitting over here holding the clipboard.
Right, of course.
That's the way it's got to go.
It's for money involved now. It ain't just about...
It's bigger than the game at this point.
It ain't about just boosters no more.
No.
It's about production.
That's it, man.
It's really like the pros now. They're getting paid to play.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you have to treat it as such.
And you got to treat it that way.
Yeah. There's no more going and sitting on your mama's couch and saying, hey, I'm going to take care of your baby for 4 years.
Right.
It's, hey, we're going to offer your kid a job opportunity.
Right.
And
that's
if he doesn't meet the expectations of this job...
This year, next year, he might be gone.
He might be gone.
Yeah, from year to year.
And you have to go into
ain't no such thing as a four-year scholarship no more.
You have it's year to year.
Definitely. It's year-to-year scholarship.
And they're already signing them like that year-to-year, but it's even more so now because there's dollars involved. There's a business right. involved. There is a...
As the all kid eyes that's in college, all you want is to play.
That's it.
That's it. No rather, okay, Deion, I had fun that 1 year. I'm gone.
I'm out of here.
As long as I'm getting a shot to play. If you promise me a shot to play, I'm gone.
New Mexico State, here I come.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, but as a kid, honestly... Like, I know you and I, we have a different mindset. Why don't these kids look at it that way and they get butthurt if it doesn't work out? Because I went to USM, I went to Mississippi State, I went to Tulane, I went wherever, and then the coaches change or this and
that.
Why do they get butthurt?
Because it's...
Pride? The parents? What is it?
All of that. All of that is included. But now... It's really no difference in going to Colorado or USC.
No difference.
It's no difference now.
No.
But back in the day...
Reputation-wise, oh, the bigger school, this school, that, blah, blah, blah.
It's no such.
No, they're all paying green money.
It's no such.
Right? They all have TV deals. You're playing on TV. Most places that you go into a Power 5. They all have a TV contract.
Right.
So there's no advantage to go to one school versus the other school.
Right.
Going to Alabama and going to Colorado is the same thing.
It's the same thing.
You're playing in two different conferences. I get that. But as far as
Alabama's
exposure.
Alabama's a lot more exposed to the big market or whatever. But.
When it come down to kickoff.
It come down to kickoff.
There's no difference.
There's no difference.
None whatsoever. And I didn't think I could ever be able to say that, man.
Right.
Man. Alabama caught a nail, too.
Man, Alabama. That quarterback.
I want to hear it. Is it the quarterback or is it the line blocking for the quarterback or is it receivers getting separation?
The quarterback has it. He got happy feet.
He want to get outside the pocket?
He's
so you listen
to
the
outside.
Announcer. You really...
No, I ain't heard nothing no announcer said. This me. What, I watched the whole game.
He's a heck of an athlete.
He's a heck of an athlete.
And he needs to play in the NFL.
But he got to be able to win from the pocket.
But he's not going to be a quarterback in the NFL.
I don't know what he gonna be.
He needs that ball in his hand in the NFL.
Wide receiver?
Something.
But he's
tough.
He got happy feet. That's all I know. And he can't make his reads from being ready to take off.
But he's got a strong arm. See, he's pretty accurate.
He just can't read the coverages. Like, it's, to me, he wasn't reading the coverages. Like pretty much a
doesn't
good
he need
quarterback.
Time? Doesn't he need time? Didn't he play?
I don't believe that.
Didn't he play pretty well for a guy
but he
just ran out there?
The rest like that to where he just, you could say that the line was his problem.
Oh, man. Texas was coming.
Yeah, but they was blitzing. If you bring seven and you only blocking six, somebody's coming free.
Yeah, you got to have.
Like, that's a part of the game. Those matchups.
You got to have the experience to be able to go where it's hot.
I just don't see where it was a 4-on-4. And they was getting whooped. The line wasn't getting whooped like that.
He just running outside the pocket.
He just got happy feet. Like, he'll sit for a second and then ready to take off. He was throwing rollout type passes. That type of stuff. He just wasn't, to me, he got to get better at reading cover. Not to say he got the potential. He do.
Yes.
He got the potential to be good.
And it's early in the season.
It's early in the season. Week by week, he'll get better. But I just don't know because he's getting them happy feet every time. To me, that's what I got from him. He got happy feet. He ready to take. He looked like Daniel Jones. He looked like Daniel Jones last night against the Cowboys.
Just ready to run.
He ready to run. He one read, boom, I'm out of there. And then if somebody around me.
Then try to look down for him.
Yeah, that, no, man.
He's a specimen, though, Eddie. He's tough.
Yeah.
He's an athlete.
Yeah.
He ain't going down on the first lick. He,
yeah, he's good.
He's strong, good. Man.
Potential is there.
I'm not so harsh on the kid at quarterback.
Nah, I'm not saying, like, if I was harsh on him, I'd be saying he don't have a chance. He has a chance to be a good quarterback.
You think he makes it as quarterback throughout this entire season at Alabama?
I don't.
With all the racism and all the pressure and all that stuff raining down on him.
Yeah, I think so.
Think he lasts? Yeah.
Tua made it. Yeah, he can make it.
Well, I mean, Tua.
Tua monster, too.
Tua horse of a different color, man.
Yeah.
You come in, you don't play all season. Think about this. Tua doesn't play all season. He comes in at the end when it counts the most and replaces Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
That's major, man.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that a testament to who Jalen Hurts is, man? To bounce back from all that, go to Oklahoma, have a big year, go to the NFL, wasn't drafted where he wanted to get drafted at, now he's doing his thing. So prime time, you see 9 wins.
I see 9
at the minimum. You're gonna go 9, I'm gonna go. And I hope they win 12. I hope they win 12.
I don't think
that. I'm gonna say 7 wins.
So they're gonna bog down in the mud.
And I'm just saying that based on the fact of you're gonna get an injury, you're gonna have the ball now bounce your way. Nothing against them. I want them to win all of them. Don't get me wrong, because I think Prime is the number one story in the world. I think he's the best thing for college football right now. And a lot of people do not like it, B.A. I don't care. Don't get fooled by the fake hype. They don't like to see what Prime is doing, man. You know why? Because he's going against the grain. He's doing it, showing you that all the stuff that y'all been telling us all this time really don't mean a hill of beans. And we've really been locked into this whole collegiate program where you got to go get this certain coach, got to go to this certain school.
Right.
Got to recruit this certain type of way. Go to this camp. All that stuff. No. Prime is shaking all that up, man.